People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
I've ever had with the Sorrentinos, I met Miss Susan first, and I had a phone conversation with her, and she is the sweetest, most kindest, most nurturing woman that I've ever met. And then I met Mr. Phil, and every time Mr. Phil opens his mouth, I learn something new. If you have yet to associate yourselves with the Sorrentino, look, the Sorrentino, you are missing out.
They're a movement.
They are a movement. Yes, Jerome, you are missing out if you have yet to associate yourselves with the wonderful energy of the Sorrentinos. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Yeah, a bowel movement.
Oh. Well, those are good too. So I say thank you.
Those are.
They are.
Susan, we forgive him.
They're regular.
You never know what's coming out of his mouth. I have said there have been times when I've been sitting in his audience where I wish I, like on the Jetsons, I could push a button and just drop through the floor.
Wait, don't forget to take the wallet with you, Miss Susan. Okay. Don't forget to take the wallet with you when you drop.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sure I have the same push a button and drop to the floor effect.
I will always take your wallet with me.
We need to stay button ready.
Look, Grace, we're gonna drop together. We're gonna make sure we grab the wallet on the way down.
He took out money from the wallet. She grabbed the wallet. He kept it. That's it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I've always told Antonio he has his credit cards a bottomless pit, because every time we swipe it, it always goes through. We don't ever have to worry about his credit cards. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all so much for joining us for the ATSJR Company's daily morning meeting. If this is your first time joining us, this is our actual morning meeting. This isn't a training or anything. This is a morning meeting that Antonio gives out orders. He gives out our updates and corrections for the day. This is the meeting where he says, okay, Deanna, you drop the ball here. Let's get it together. Grace, come on now. Let's go do this. Or he says, hey, we've been doing a great job. Let's keep moving. This is the next step. So thank each and every one of you for joining us on this morning. If there's anything that you learned during this morning meeting that you know, if you apply it to your company and it will make your company aspire to new levels of prosperity, take it. That's what this morning is for. So with that being said, I would like to tell each and every one of you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to wherever you are in the world. And I present to you our founder, our CEO, the man with the vision who we follow without question, Mr. Antonio T. Smith, Jr.
Thank you so much, Deanna. Thank you so much. A lot. I guess I'll be doing all of that on this call. First things first, at 6:38 a.m., we got an email from Steve Osher's people who wants to be on the podcast, since I know him. You can have him on the podcast for sure. I'm adding he's a big deal as well. If y'all don't know who Steve Osher is, he's a big deal.
Is that the eight-figure podcast
guy? The eight-figure podcast guy. Just his people just applied to be on the podcast. Of course, he'll be interviewed by Deanna, and we'll go from there. Outstanding. That's the first thing. The second thing, I want all of you, good to see you, Richard. Our very special Richard. Richard is our very, very special Richard. We're going to make sure that, as a matter of fact, let's say that, Deanna, did you do what I said concerning Richard? I want him completely between Grace and Deanna. I want Richard completely activated within 7 days.
Yes, sir.
Both of you. Both of
yes,
you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Grace, both we'll get together you. After this call so we can get an action plan. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes. I should be moving into Zambia right now. We should be scheduling flights. Simple as that, okay? Now is our great leader, Steve, on. Or Namdi. I see Namdi.
Namdi is on.
All right. Good, good. Outstanding. So I want, hey man, morning, what's sir. Going on, Andy? Morning, sir. Morning. Morning. It is time immediately in the next 7 to 14 days. These two gentlemen need to be hosting their own call through Rakeza on their time zone. So get with both of them, Grace, and see what time works for them. And of course, America will help out. We'll send them the structure, you know, how to get it done, close it out until they feel comfortable, all that stuff. But it is absolutely time to get these gentlemen to a couple of $1,000 a month automatically just because they're breathing. That sound okay there, Namdi?
Absolutely, yeah. Sir.
There you go. Just because he's breathing, he ought to be making a couple of $1,000 a month, right? And then once we get there, since he breathes again, we ought to push that to $100,000 a month.
Absolutely.
There you go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that's next 7 to 14 days. Grace, do I mean this as a suggestion?
No.
Outstanding. You are so wise. You know, wise beyond your years, okay? And when are you going to start this process?
As soon as I get off the phone with Deanna.
Man, you do it. Good job. All right. I'm assuming you're calling Deanna for direction.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. I know who you are. Deanna, do you need direction?
No, sir. You have been coached and trained and mentored by you.
Well, I can move on, can I, Jerome? There you go. I can move on. There you go. Outstanding. So I'm looking in the next 7 to 14 days having India, America, and the United Kingdom all with their own calls. All of you can be on all calls. You don't have to. It doesn't mean that you should not invite people to all calls. Now, that just makes sense. That just makes sense. Remember the very first meeting of this year, I told everybody this is a scaling year. I told everybody this is a scaling year. Get ready to be uncomfortable. Why? Because the most comfortable organization in the world is a dead one. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to add, in the year of scaling, do understand that things will move faster than you're expecting them to. Don't stop the flow, ride the flow.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm glad you said that. I'll come back to that here in a second. Let me just say to somebody, I didn't scale because I felt like it. It took us like 5 years to scale this fast. Just want y'all to know. Let me just throw that out there. It took me almost 20 years to scale this fast. It took 5 years with this team to scale this fast. Come on, Stat. Let me hear from you.
How you guys doing? Just wanted to say good morning and God bless everybody. How you doing, Antonio? Oh, what's going on,
man,
my
I'm
brother?
Doing good. I'm doing good, man. I was snooping on your IG yesterday, man. So keep in touch with you.
You already know I'm just making some moves. I'm gonna upgrade to the senior after I'm done doing the freshman. I'm still doing it, still learning it every day. I'm just, you know, coming back around to it. But you know, I'm thankful for everything you guys are doing for me, and I'm just, you know, being blessed by, you know, by Antonio as well. You know, he's watching over me, so I'm always grateful for that. So stick around and see what's gonna happen. Thank you,
my
brother.
Man. Appreciate you. No, appreciate you, Stack. That is, you are a big ball of light, isn't he? Just fantastic.
Appreciate
I was snooping on this page. I got you, man. I was snooping on this page yesterday just to see what was going on. Now, yeah, and you're more than welcome to upgrade. I'm glad. Did y'all hear him say, I'm taking my classes. They're extremely healthy. What's going to happen here in the future? Okay, got it. I'm just going in logical order in my head. Let me rewind a lot. So the next thing I say is going to make sense. India, America, and United Kingdom, all on one executed page. What if nobody shows up? So that has nothing to do with us. You know what I'm saying? Nobody show up, we show up. You understand? And then the next day we say, nah, bring somebody. It's that simple. It's one thing I know is going to happen for sure. That if Phil and Susan are alive, one of them going to show up. The other cell said. So I know that for sure. So if they can show up, and Phil is 69 and a half rotations around the sun, and you little healthy young folk ought to show up. You understand? All right. Y'all like the people, you know, the church right across the street don't even show up. And somebody 60 miles away there every day. Right? No. You show up. Show up to your own wealth. Amen. Okay. And people who recognize that seeds come back with harvest, they always show up. It's universal law. You don't even have to understand. I promise you, Jerome, Phil, Susan, Deanna, Grace.
Amen.
No doubt. They ain't know what the hell I was doing. Not all the time. Not all the time. Not even close.
Still down.
Yeah, you just show up, and it all starts working out. It all works out well. So just remember that's a good part of. I think it was Woody Harrison, the actor director, not the young one, the older one, says 90% of success is showing up, and I really really like that quote because.
Woody Allen.
Thank you, Woody Allen. Thank you.
Antonio?
90%. Yes, sir.
Don't forget to tell the folks today who weren't on last night's call how many additional streams of income that you have in place ready to execute. Please remember.
Not don't forget.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Phil. Show
that's right. That's it. Okay, you sure right. So let me... All right, I'll tie that into here. All three of these, Deanna, are to be moving effectively. Whose job is that?
That's That is my job.
Uh-huh. And why is that?
Because I run the company.
Ah. First off, let's clap for you running the company. I like that. Okay. Women in charge. Yes, yes, women in charge. And the international business of said company goes to?
Me.
Uh-huh. As long as it's got an op and a rations in there. Who gonna get their head chopped off when it don't happen?
I do.
So if Grace dropped the ball, what's gonna happen?
She won't. She won't drop it. Because I'm not getting my head chopped off.
All right, then. Outstanding. Outstanding. Now listen to what I said. Pull in Richard in 7 days. I gave you 7 to 14 with them because there's something that I'm doing. But Richard got 7. That means he needs to have, you need to know everything, be solid with everything. And then from that 7, I'll take that feedback and then I will project to you how many days to add our 4th call. It could be months, it could be et cetera, but we need strong leadership and he is a strong leader. As soon as I find him a Nandy, you understand? When I found Shaker a Satish, we went forward. When I found Steve a Nandy, we went forward. When I find Richard a Marcus, Victor, we move forward. Do you understand what I'm saying? Actually, hopefully it could be a woman, all these men. Get some women, okay? Get some women in here leading. There you go. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You don't need millions. You just need 2 strong people. One strong person can do it. The other strong person keeps both strong. The other strong person motivated. You understand? Strong people always, well, mostly always, protect other people. So if you give a strong person someone to protect, they super motivated now. All right, so there you go. That's just a little hint for y'all, a little tip. Now, before I get to the 150 streams of income, Deanna, I actually texted me last night and I said we figured out a place for her, but I'll let you tell her. I didn't, because you figured it out. It wasn't me. Do you want to do that now or you want to do that privately?
No,
if you do it now,
no.
Law's going to appreciate it, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do it now because I'm also learning with you to give people their flowers while they're here and acknowledge them for their strengths. So Antonio and I was speaking and Ashley, Miss Ashley, if you're in a position to unmute, Miss Ashley sent us an email of all of the things that she's able to do, that she does, not able to do, but she does. And in the process of that, I realized something in talking to her. What drives her is help of others, service to others. So, Miss Ashley, if you are available to unmute, Miss Ashley Patrick, if you are available to unmute.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Antonio and I was talking, and I wanted to, formally ask you if you would like to be my personal assistant.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I would love to be honored to be your personal assistant.
Awesome thing. Well, it's personal assistant. Let me rephrase that. My executive assistant. Okay, there we go, because to me, personal assistant is like, okay, go get my coffee, go get my, no, ma'am. My executive assistant, the one who, when I say I can't breathe, you're like, I got you. Here goes some oxygen.
I'm uber excited. I'm trying not to scream through the.
I understand. I'm withholding. I'm a screamer. As well. I am too. You can ask Grace, Antonio.
Now, we've been looking for her an assistant for 4 years, maybe. I don't know, 3. But They all now they get it from me. We hire slowly, extremely. There's reasons why. But keep going, Dion.
There's reasons why. So, Miss Ashley, I will be connecting with you today. So we can go over some. Yes, sir, Mr. Phil.
Ashley, are you familiar with the concept of virtual assistants?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure, because that's a whole position, and you can, if you are a virtual assistant.
Yeah, okay. I actually am actively Seeds Technology Solutions. That's good. Me.
Okay. Just checking. Mm-hmm. If you weren't aware of it, I wanted to make you aware of it. Now that you're aware of it, go for it.
Thank you, Phil.
So, Ms. Ashley, I want to thank you so very much. Antonio, thank you as well. I do understand now the purpose of hiring slowly, because for the longest, I'm one of those people who I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it because I can't trust anybody else to do it. And being, I started off as a researcher, moved to a general assistant in the company to Antonio's executive assistant, and now being COO, I understand the capacity of what he deals with, and to just be like, okay, yeah, just do that. It's, you can't do that. You have to know that God the bless person you. You have to know that the person that you are asking to assist you understands and has the strengths and the personalities to do that. And then just from the private messages that you've sent me generally let me know that you generally have a serving heart. You're not just, hey, let me do this so I can get in. Hey, let me do this so I can earn some brownie points. No, you genuinely are reaching out to assist, to help without wanting anything in return. And with what we do, those are the only type of people that we can have with us. So I am super excited. I'm super happy. And I'm like, you have Grace and Antonio, no. You have no clue. I'm sitting here like,
God bless you.
Deep down inside, I'm like, I'm screaming. Well, Jerome knows, Law knows, Jerry Phyllis's, and they all know.
My husband is on the first time. He's like, don't scream and laugh at the same time. So I'm
trying. 95% of her workload comes directly from me. Yes. And God bless you. I don't know what to take, but you know,
she
need three of them. Y'all need
bring
a
it
team
on.
Of three.
We no, got this. Baby. I have a Kiera.
Yes, man. Okay, I like the way that sounds.
Got
all right,
this.
I got plenty. And now the standard is going to get higher, Deanna. Okay, go ahead.
Ashley?
Yes, Phil.
Have you done your standout assessment?
No, I don't even know what it is, but I will do it immediately, Phil.
Well, no. You go to marcusbuckingham.com.
Okay.
And it's an assessment. It'll analyze your strengths, and then it'll tell you what roles you'll be in to go to your strengths. And when you do, create a PDF and then email it to me, and then you and I will go over it together.
I would love to do that. Thank you so much, Bill.
Absolutely. And he'll maximize
my email
you.
phil@humorconsultants.com.
You remember that one.
Sandals.
All right. Sandals. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
What am I about to tell you right here?
I'm typing his email in the chat right now.
But who needs to get it?
Yeah, Ashley.
There you go. And the link to what?
The assessment.
Who needs to get that?
Ashley.
Directly.
Yes.
Ooh, look at Sanders critically thinking. All right, that's what I'm talking about. All right, yes. Both of those are going to be to your phone of cellular. You're going to have those immediately. Yeah, Deanna came with it last night. And I was looking when you were talking this week, or this last week, I was looking at all that stuff. And I kept saying to myself, there's a theme somewhere in here. And I don't know what it is. And quickly, I would get it in nanoseconds. It's easy for me. And I couldn't for the life of me figure it out, because it wasn't my job to figure it out. It was Deanna's job to figure it out. So it was a block. God had a block over me. Something that was easy for her to see was not easy for me to see. Okay, good job. I will tell you. So here's how it works. If you, God bless you, you're going to work harder than you ever worked. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. Every time you think you're ahead, you're not going to be. It's not going to happen. Every time you think you're ahead, you're not going to be ahead. Every time you think you're off, okay. I don't know how many days me and you work, we let them off. You might, you don't let her off, but how many days me and you work?
Every day.
Every day. We ain't got no.
Now, God, okay, so for those of you, I have to say this, Antonio. For those of you who who knows how Antonio works, I do want you to understand that when we say we work every day, Antonio has a way of keeping me a big kid while I work. So he always says, relax and just integrate it inside of that. So I will
that's
be
that Marcus Buckingham. That's what feels. Right. I understand that as long as Deanna is to be a big kid, Deanna has no problems. As soon as I make her serious, Deanna has 1,000 problems. Okay, somebody's gonna learn. You wanna say something, Grace?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Okay, now. Besides, now, I know you can handle the workload. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is if you wanted to increase your own company to hundreds of thousands and millions, you got a choice now because you could be exposed. You could be super exposed. Go ahead, Stat.
Massively.
I'll take a bit on mute.
Nah, that was on accident. Now, I was just listening to y'all. My bad.
All good, all good, all good. Now, let me move forward just a little bit before I get to the 150 streams.
Antonio, I'm sorry, real quick.
Yes, ma'am.
Jerome unmuted.
Jerome.
Yes, sir, Jerome.
Oh, I can speak now? Thank you.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I wanted to say this to the group, not just to Ashley. But I wanted to say this to the group because sometimes in our zeal, we're not paying attention. And if you pay attention, something just happened that was powerful. And I hope the rest of us didn't miss that. Deanna said very clearly that Ashley was blessed with something that she wasn't pursuing. She was just being herself. And as a result of that, the folks in charge of ATS were able to recognize that and said, hey, this fits what we're trying to do. Hey, Ashley, would you like to be a part of that? And because of who she is, no problem. But here's what's important, folks. If those of you who were on the call last night, and Tony's gonna talk a little bit about that, this company is moving very fast and very successfully. And this company is looking for some more Ashleys, but we just not going to grab anybody. We just not going to give anybody a chance. But what you have to do, and Tony's been preaching this, is about getting attention so that people can recognize who you are, what you are, and what you bring to the table. And then they'll have a conversation. So, and at the same time, not restricting your business. Antonio wants your business to grow, like he's saying to Ashley, because if your business is growing and people are saying to you, how'd your business grow? Well, I met some crazy dude named Antonio T. Smith, blah, 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 blah. And I'm making this kind of money now when I was making that kind of money before. Does that help ATS? Hello. But does that help you? Hello. Group economics. So folks, pay attention. We're moving and we need more people like Ashley along the way. That pertains to you. That's all I want to say.
You heard what that man said. That was God speaking. That's real talk. That's exactly why That's exactly why. Every single thing that was said, exactly. She wasn't looking for nothing. Now she wants to scale her own business. Here, the closer you get, where's Chris? Chris here? He's a perfect example.
Yeah. I'm on the road. All
right,
I'm
Chris. I know you always here, but I just ain't scroll left to right. Explain to them, because you have your own business, and then you work with us as well. And he works hard with us too, let me tell you. Hard with us. Without me leading you, Chris, explain to them how that goes.
Oh, he just pretty, in simple terms, he lets me do on my will, but he also knows that I'm going to also serve him as well. So in my own way, I schedule things out to serve both my own customers and him as well. And he always reminds me I'm not going to get in your way. In a short sense, like summary of everything.
I'll never get in Chris' way. If Chris got to leave for 15 hours to go serve his customers, okay. And he ain't never had to, we ain't never had no disagreement. But now Chris, your company needs something, what happens?
You're always open to help.
Always open to help. Chris has come back many a times with new gifts. I ain't lying. Some of them expensive too.
I've gotten a new gift with Chris being here, and I love it too. It's the perfect selfie stick. It's called a Osmo.
And Chris is four times better than hers, and four times more expensive. And hard drives, all sorts of stuff, right? Now, I see a need, because here's the deal. I can't work with Chris if Chris is unhealthy. And I ain't got time to coach him healthy. So here, throw money at it. There you go. Maybe you understand what I'm saying? Huh. Let there be health. There you go. You understand? Chris can do anything. As a matter of fact, if you're in the Houston area, I don't know why you ain't booked Chris like Patricia has. Nah.
That's all.
The boy is good. The boy is good. And in a little bit, he's going to be flying out to all y'all. Jersey, real quick. You understand? Let me go ahead and get around here and shoot y'all over here. Come on, Chris. I know you want to say something right there. Free plug. No doubt. All right. Now, Patricia, I believe you wanted to say something. It's so good to see you sitting up. You look like you're shining. I had on your shirt yesterday too. Sure did. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, good morning. I just wanted to thank everybody for their thoughts and their prayers. Man, even just the time leading up to the surgery, it was crazy. When people tell you that gallbladder attacks are, that stuff is real. I mean, I had gallbladder attacks. I had family members in and out the hospital. I had an uncle that passed away. I mean, it was nuts. And I'm still trying to help everybody, do everything, just whatever, you know. But I just, you know, I always try to remain thankful. You know, having a thankful heart just really opens up the door, you know, because really I could have been 6 feet under and wouldn't have felt no pain at all. So I thank the Lord for the pain. Amen. I thank him for the pain. I thank him for everything. And so I just want to just thank you guys for just, you know, just your thoughts and your prayers. I appreciate it. You know, people don't have to pray for you and they don't have to think about you. You know, there's no obligation, but when they do it out of the goodness of their heart, just because they care, it means a lot. So I pretty much had to shut everything down and focus on me. So what I did this weekend, and by the way, that Saturday call was phenomenal. I was on that Saturday morning call. And that call was just what I needed. And so what I did this weekend, I didn't try to work. I didn't try to do any work. All I did was just try to work, reset. listening to some of my famous Antonio T. Smith Facebook Lives and listening to Bob Proctor and just dreaming again. You know, it's your life can change so quickly. And I realized I really wasn't dreaming anymore. It was just so much that was going on. I wasn't planting those seeds like I needed to. So I just spent this weekend just soaking it all in. So, you know, soaking everything in, sleeping with it, you know, turn on my affirmations while I'm sleeping. That affirmation that I made, Antonio, after I was there in Galveston, turn that affirmation on, put it in my, I turned that statement you gave me into an affirmation and put that in my ear and just sleep with it and just, man, just soak up everything I can soak up. And I have to tell you today, I feel so refreshed. I feel phenomenal. You know, I'm just grateful because there's, you know, listen, energy is never lost, right? So that means I never lost it. I just wasn't paying any attention to it. And so now I'm putting my focus back where it needs to be. And it just really, 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 really feels good. But I really want to come on and just thank everybody because, man, I tell you, it was crazy there for a minute. But here I am.
Watch yourself now. Watch mm-hmm. I heard that butt now. You have some okay. power on that butt. I heard it. I thought she was going to take off. All right. Y'all are mute. Y'all like mics and pour into this young lady. Yes.
Thank
yes,
you. Yes. 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 Yeah. That was awesome. That was
y'all glad always changing the
we
phone
love you
calls.
Better. Love you better.
So happy
always
you doing
changing the phone calls. I tell you. Good to see you, Amanda. Good to see you. Yes. We were talking about you the other day. You're literally one of my favorites. Jerome, could you unmute your mic, please?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was serious. I know it's King Jimmy you got in your hand. I wanted you to read it. I didn't want to pull it up on the screen. I wanted you to read it. Psalm 119, if you can just go right on to verse 71 and read it, I'd really appreciate that.
You said Psalm 19?
As soon as she said Psalm
119.
That's yes, and in verse 71. Yes, it's one of them I got memorized. Because she fooled around and said something. Deanna quoted it.
Okay.
She fooled around and said something. And I ain't going to bother nobody. But we gonna receive this. We're going to receive this here.
Did you say verse 79?
Verse 71.
Oh, verse 71.
Yes, sir.
And it reads, mm-hmm. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn by statutes.
Thank you so much. That's it. That's all you got. That's y'all. Don't even.
What?
So, no, you may be seated. You may be seated. Thank you.
Watch it, Bishop. Watch it, Bishop.
That girl said, thank God for pain. It was good for me that I was afflicted. Now let's take it. Listen, don't matter if you could be any religion. This is sacred text. And long ago, somebody had the foresight and the struggle to recognize that when I got through it, I looked back and said, it was good that I was afflicted. Why? Because it made me learn more about God.
Oh, sorry. Cold.
That's in there. That's right in there. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I ain't make that up.
The Jerusalem Bible. The Jerusalem Bible has suffer as opposed to afflicted. But I think it's interesting because one of your main values is no one suffers alone.
That's it.
So we can learn from each other's suffering.
You just can't. You can't learn anything without going through things. It's just not possible. I mean, otherwise you'd be stuck in the same cycle all the time and you'd never grow.
And Daru is right. It only connected dots looking backwards.
Hey, Antonio. Good.
Yes, sir.
Was it good 10 years ago to see now 2021?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, but see, the crazy part is we get so ungrateful. It's only good in 2021. Mm-hmm. It should have been good in 2011.
True. So true.
When I was going through.
So true.
You understand?
So true.
And that's what I've had to learn over these years is having it be good while I'm afflicted, while I'm suffering. You understand? While I'm suffering, I need it to still be good. If you can see the good and the bad, you always win. Always. Always win. Hey, little Amanda. What's happening? Look.
Aww. He's so funny. He walks in here every morning and he sees you on the screen. He goes, "That's Antonio."
Oh, yeah.
My he man. Knows who you
That's
are.
That's what I'm talking about. That feeds my ego well. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, so I'm going to teach you a lot of stuff as well. Tyrell says, goes back to the example of connecting the dots. Yeah, that was discussed a few days ago. You can only connect the dots moving backwards. You can't connect them moving forward. Here's the, I'm going to set up the 150 streams of income. I'm doing it now. Okay, I'm going to set it up with no punches too. So I was going to bring it, but I'm going to give it to you all as Jerome requested. Here's the setup. I was in a trash can for a long time. I got the school record to prove it. I got the arrest record to prove it. And the adoption papers to prove it. I failed the fifth grade and the sixth grade. Both of them, back to back. Can you imagine? Like, can you feel that? Like, imagine failing two grades back to back. That is, so forget an adult mind. Let me just take you back to my kid mind, okay? Because there's something about putting yourself through school when you shouldn't have to as a kid that's already too much, okay? And then, please don't think I went through school smelling like cologne. I typically had my teeth yellow, my hair nappy, and I smelled like mop water. But just, and kids are cruel. You understand? And couldn't catch no school bus for the most part. Because I ain't nowhere. That's something adults find out when you, right? I know what. In school, in the school was 3 or 4 miles away from where I resided. That makes sense, though. In the '80s, everybody walked to Rome. It was all good, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, 2021, it makes some sense, you know. But in the '80s, everybody walked everywhere. My uncle swear up and down, he walked 3 miles in the snow just to get to school. And it'll never snow in Galveston. You know what I'm saying? Like we hear that story every time he get a chance. We hear that story.
Uphill in both directions.
That's it. That's it, Jerry. That's, you sound like you got my uncle. We got the same uncle. Boy, I tell you. I mean, yeah, buddy. The, of course, he only tells me that story because I'm being ungrateful. That's how that story comes up. You know, that's how that story comes up. I couldn't afford to get out of, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Not all kids. That's for sure. I couldn't afford to get out of the city. But through that, I had to feed myself, obviously. Right. I had to. So field trips always got me because field trips are different. You can't. I never really got to go on field trips. I always had to stay back. And then they would give you there's a white paper bag, and it had this peanut butter and jelly sandwich and this orange in it, and this milk that was like see-through. You could see right through the milk. It was, I'm not even sure what kind of milk that was. I'm not even sure what kind of milk that was.
Milk or that 1% milk.
I'm just telling you, it's in that little brown paper bag, a white paper bag or brown paper bag, depending on what school it was embarrassing itself. It has a stigma attached to it. It's like coronavirus or something. Right? It has the stigma attached to it. And so what I did, look, I was dead serious about the mouthwater though. You can't keep sweating in your clothes and expect to smell good or have a change of clothes. I'm not talking about slept at my auntie's house. I mean, like, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. So I felt the fifth and sixth grade. That's when you start getting homework. And how can one do homework with no running water or electricity? You can't do homework at night. You know what I'm saying? You can't do homework at night. Not outside in no trash can. But through that, I learned how to create multiple streams of income. Grandma cookies fed me greatly. Grandma cookies, moon cookies, and Doritos were my meals of choice. Don't judge me. I mean, they were cheap. And this is back in the day when you can get 4 bag of chips for $1. Y'all remember that? Yeah, they don't do that. They don't do that kind of stuff no more. You know, they don't do that kind of stuff no more. So that's 3 different streams of income I had to produce.
I remember 10 cents a bag.
Oh, I don't remember that. I don't remember that at all. Yeah. But
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Oh yeah, the moon cookies were my dinner meal because they sat in your stomach so heavy. You know, they sat in your stomach so heavy. And that's it. I had to learn how to create streams of income. So today, there's your setup. Today, all I do is create streams of income. Just go. I got 42 to this day, and I counted like leisurely 15 or something or whatever just last night. It's sitting right in front of me. It's just sitting right in front of me, right? Riqueza is not one. That's just all donation stuff. I want to almost show you one of them, but doesn't matter. They're going to tell me not to anyway. So it doesn't matter. What matters here is, look, Ash at the screen. No! What matters here is anybody can do this. I started a company, Calculated Grace. I started a company in my head like 4 years ago. How many of you know what I'm talking about? It's like, ooh, you know, I'm going to do this one day. I got some. Is there any dreamers out there? Any dreamers? LaWanda, are you a dreamer? All right, then. You know, we will start a company out here real quick, Amanda. Like, you know what? I'm going to buy that restaurant. You know what I'm talking about. We do something like that. So I say to myself here recently, I need to get $4 million a month. Not a month. Well, I said a year. Great, can you put in $4 million? Then I said to myself, well, I don't want to work hard for this $4 million. I'd rather work hard on the front end and never chase this money again. I stop right there, Grace. Hold on. I just slick side talked somebody something and they missed it. It was real. It was quick.
It was real quick. I thought every word.
I don't want to put in $4 million worth of energy every day. I don't even want to look and monitor. I just need it to do what I said do. You understand? See, I don't know if y'all saw Kathy. Kathy took a little fine step on the treadmill this morning and started running. Y'all saw? See, I won't do that. I want to wake up skinny. Who's with me? It's all right. Come on. You ain't got all right then. I want to wake up. Ooh, I'm fine. Thank you, Lord. Right? I want to wake up like that. So how can I do that with money? Right? It's pretty simple. How can I just wake up skinny? Kathy can do the treadmill. Give me lipo. I don't know about lipo. That seems too much cutting. But you get the point, though, right? You get the point. Now, so we got to figure out how to get this money without me going to take all the time and effort for it, Amanda. So what I did was I told myself, listen to what I'm going to say. I didn't want to wake up skinny. What I did was I told myself, I need to learn a new skill. And I need to do all that hard work on the front end. And what skill can lend me $4 million a month, or $4 million a year in this case, and then it would move it to a month, $4 million a year, what skill can lend me that? So I went 4 years ago, started Googling top paid skills. You can still do it to this day. Yeah, you just do it to this day. Like, Google is a great thing. Yes, I was talking about you, Kathy, on that treadmill, keeping your body mass and all the other stuff I don't understand, right? You know, all that stuff. Now, one of these skills I found out, I said, oh, man, I already know a little bit about programming. Maybe I should go get better. So I spent the last 4 years perfecting two skills. More programming and finding other programmers. Why do I need to find other programmers? Because they speed me up faster. Because instead of taking some course, I can say, how the hell you do that? Oh, man. And right there, you understand? Look, here's the source code. And then you can go to speed up. Now, how did I learn how to get other programmers to give me ideas and stuff? Here it comes again, Phil. How to win friends and influence people. The book always finds itself into one of these classes. So I went and I made sure I understood how to have a high paid skill of programming. And I didn't say nothing to nobody. Slick side again. I just taught you something. Wherever you get your gratitude is where your work stops. Had I said 4 years ago, Kathy, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do this. And she would have said, oh, my God, that's so smart. And right there, I'd have got my little dopamine release. And I'd have stopped working 4 years ago. So I ain't say nothing. Because wherever you get your gratitude is where work stops. Okay, remember that. This is why move in silence. Some of y'all got to move in silence because you got some toxic people around you. You need to just change your environment. Okay, change your environment. But others of you move in silence because you know you don't want to lose your work ethic. Go ahead, Kathy. Right, you got to sit. There you go.
Yeah, take you said something.
I'm dropping nuggets everywhere.
I'm trying to see, was that you I was listening to or somebody else? I've been listening to so much stuff you've been sending me. Oh my God. Yeah. But anyway, they were saying that their workers, I don't think it was you, because I think that somebody had an office of employees, and he used to start giving them compliments and accolades on their work and how they would do. And then it's like the work starts slacking off because he was getting them praise for it. And then it's like he had to stop actually doing it. He had to stop actually doing it in order for them to start giving their all again, because it's like it stopped them from doing their best.
That's right.
When they were getting all the compliments and stuff. I don't know who I was listening to.
No, but that's good though.
It was like that gratification that they were getting. It's like, okay, I did that. I don't need to go no further or reach no higher. He's satisfied with me now, so I can stop here.
That's right. No, that's good. That's real good. That's why I don't do that. When I say something, I mean it. Everybody know. If I said something, that's exactly what I meant, because I don't say nothing. And what I've done here lately over the last 2 years is I've learned this, and it really bothers people, Patricia. It gets on their nerves, Jerome. I've mastered this awkward silence. Oh, I've mastered it. I've absolutely mastered it. Somebody asked me something, even in the, go ahead, Diablo.
I'm grateful for the awkward silence. Because as an empath, it gives me the opportunity to feel where you are before you speak.
I don't know nothing about that. Y'all know nothing about that. That's a gift. The awkward silence, because I'm so strategic. But at this point, I understand one mistake from me costs millions nearly every time I make it. Man, I really need y'all to catch that.
Antonio, can I say something quick?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If it goes back to what Deanna was saying, and I say this about you, and I say this about certain people just like you, and I say to people, don't just pay attention to what he says. Pay attention to what he doesn't say. And we don't do that. We only focused on what you said. And this other thing you purposely left out. And if we catch that, we'll be successful. If we don't, we'll struggle.
That's facts, Phil.
Well, if you make a mistake, it'll cost you millions, but you'll learn how to make $2 million from making that mistake.
Facts. That's big facts. That's big facts. That is, and those, that's the only way I've ever learned anything was losing. I've never learned anything from winning. Never. Winning has never taught me anything. Never, except to be arrogant, superstitious, and comfortable. It's the only thing winning ever taught me. That's it. Winning made me slack up so somebody can pass me up. But other than that, all my lessons have come from losses. So when people ask me something now, I just pause for a long time until all my thoughts are gathered. But when I say something, like, Grace, if I tell you, good job. How powerful is that good job?
Very powerful. Don't take it lightly because he doesn't give compliments.
How often do I say good job?
Not often.
Okay. You need you to get, because it ain't a good job. That's an average job. And since no one says average job, Kathy, I got on Kathy the other day. I literally got on Kathy the other day. I sure did. In text message. Sure did. Sure did. Oh, that count for weekends too? I said every day. What is you talking about? Weekend. Poverty ain't paid
help
off.
Help me,
this Deanna. Weekend.
Help me. Grace, help me.
Bless your heart. Me and Grace will pray for you. Yeah. Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
I got Tyrell checking in, but she not. Poverty ain't take off this weekend. Do you understand?
You know what? Since you put it like that, I'm wrong and you right. It's not a wrong right thing, but that changed my whole, that shifted my whole mindset. You sure ain't lying. I'm one cupcake from poverty.
No, that's right. No, that's right. So to get you all the understanding, I've created nothing but streams of income. Yes. Yes. Somebody just probably messaged me. Now I understand why you be waiting to answer me. Because some of y'all be so deep, I'll be like, okay, what are the right words here? What are the right words? And it's not me concentrating on what's the right words. It's I only want to say what I mean. So when I say something, you know, ooh, he spoke today. Like, don't get it twisted, y'all. This is the talking environment. I have to talk. Outside this environment, I don't say nothing. And if you ever have a one-on-one meeting with me, that probably means you're in trouble because I don't do one-on-one meetings. I don't. That means you done messed up. You done messed up. You done sabotage a team somewhere, and now I got to give it to you. I got to give it to you.
You don't want a one-on-one meeting with him somewhere.
No.
You don't want
no, they're not. They're never good. I'm good. I'm very tactful, but it means that you done really messed up. Here's how I gauge my one-on-one meetings, Patricia. Just so everybody can, so you can steal it if you want to do it. When I start having solid meetings in my head about you, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about. When I start having conversations in my head about you, and I start then reacting to what you're gonna say, I say, yeah, it's time to have a meeting. I suggest all y'all do that. Once you start having conversations and meetings in your head about somebody, and then you start preparing what they're going to say to what you're going to say, it's time for you to have a meeting. Because now what you're doing is you're harboring hate. And you need to go ahead and get that out with communication. The only thing that has ever killed assumptions has been communication. Anyway, I might have just saved a few of y'all marriages. Just now,
preach,
I don't
even preach
know
now, preach.
Hey, that's that wall-to-wall counseling.
You understand? So the 150 streams of income came from me, number one, starting in my mind first. Now you're trying to be esoteric. And then what I did, what I said, well, I don't want to work this hard. So I had to figure out, well, which end do I want to work hard on? It's the front end, obviously. So I spent 4 years mastering something. But I also feel 4 years building an extremely large distribution channel. And I sure hope y'all taking notes. So, Chief, I got to have several conversations with some folks. You sure do. You sure do. So let me tell you why, because this is why y'all be cussing people out. And they just say something. They'll do something like, they'll go, huh, and you just go off on them. That's because that huh was just the icing on the cake. All the conversations in your head was what really happened, and your subconscious couldn't tell the difference. But by the
that's
time
it.
They went,
that's it.
You want to play? I'm gonna give it to you now, right? Yeah, all that stuff. You want to go to war? Come on, let's do it. And after that, it's over. Then you feel bad, okay? Then you feel bad. So let's process it this way. I picked up the high income skill, and then Grace, share your calculator again. Pay very close attention. You delete that 4 million. This time, I want you to put 150. And I want you to multiply that by $77 a day. And I want you to multiply that by 12. No, by 365, excuse me. What's that number, Grace?
$4,215,750.
So I understood. And if I just create 150 things and their only job is to underperform at $77 a day, I'd get the $4 million a year with no employees.
Yeah.
I stretched it out. I gave you all the steps. I took my time with it. I made sure I didn't leave out no details. I wasn't talking around the circle. I gave you all I could so you could have that aha moment. If you didn't, don't worry. It'll come to you. it'll come to you. It will come to you. Listen to me. $77 a day is not forcing my idea into unrealistic expectations. Now, all I need is a distribution channel. But guess what I did for 4 years? Instead of attempting to go straight to the $4 million, I built the foundation and developed the high income skill. Go ahead, Dion. Well, I just slick side taught him something to give that last statement.
Real quick, if you can explain to us what your definition of distribution system is.
So I'm going to keep all this 100% hood, right? I give you what I should say, but let me give it to you how you can understand it. Amanda needs to find out how to sell people stuff without being there and as fast as possible. There's distribution. You understand what I'm saying? Here's this dope. There's a neighborhood over there. I need to exchange that, and I don't need to be there. Then a man needs to figure out how much money can I keep because of that. So guess what Antonio did? Antonio built a system, Damali, that says, I'm going to own everything. Not going to sell my customers' information, but I'm sure enough going to establish a team of advertisers. Now, how can I have advertisers without selling information? I'm like, oh, that's how they do it. Okay. That's when you advertise on your podcast. It's the same concept. So guess who's going to pay me $77 a day? Advertisers and folk. Why would they sell it to me? They want to reach out my people. Why would they give me money? Because I'm worth it. Who's going to sell it for me? The computer code. Took me 4 years to pull it off. But there it is. Right now, today, I have 17 of the 150 complete. Or 17 complete. It's almost to the point where I'm like, hey, let's just cancel next year and let's do it now. Right? But no. That's just my, yeah, that's the young folk in me, Amanda. That's all that is. That's the young folk in me. That's a young man in me, you know. Yeah. Eager to start, quick to finish. You understand? That's that, man. Young man. You understand? Right, that's what that is. You understand? You got to keep on going. But that's it, y'all. If you want to make money, it's actually called a micro business. But then talking to the, now this is why, I'm going to bother somebody. This is why you need a good woman. You hear me, Amanda? This is why all you husbands out there need you and Amanda. Because I revealed everything to Deanna. She said, this ought to be bigger.
You sure right.
If I, somebody asked me, oh my God, did you go see Black Panther? I was like, yeah. You know, it was like so controversial. I was like, man, it was 99% white people in there. Don't let, stop letting them. It really was. Like, it was huge. It was a bunch of Manners and Fields in there. And literally in there. A sin, a dead sin. And we were all laughing and joking, having fun with the media, say whatever. And somebody asked me on the podcast, man, what lesson did you learn? Trust the Black woman. That's just the lesson I got. I didn't get no other lessons from my car. That's the lesson I got. That's the lesson I got. You want to stay alive? Trust the woman. That's it. That's it. That's all I got for you. That's all I got for you. Go ahead, Phil.
Trust most women.
Well, you understand. And stay away from the ones I used to pick. My picker was broke. You understand? I mean, you was like me. Your picker was broke. I ain't the only one.
It wasn't your picker. It was your energy. Remember what you told us?
You told, right? That is what I told you.
I'm learning something. Hey.
That's it. You learn it. LaWanda, my energy was broken. You understand? I went out there. So who is going to mistreat me? You. Come here. Girl, you cute.
I used to be really good at doing that exact same thing, Antonio.
Man, I used to wake up going, now who is going to disrespect me today? I need to let me go to my cousin's house. They don't like me anyway. You know what I'm saying? Just go out there looking for trouble. So, anywho, let me tell you these last things. I'm going to read these private messages. All right, yes. So the way I'm treating them, absolutely, Ashley. The way I'm treating them is each stream of income, but it has to be. It has to be. Well, for one, I wouldn't do anything else. Right? Each thing, if you ever heard me say, why don't you go put yourself out of business, create a whole company that puts you out of business, and then make that company a product in your company. I've said that like so many times. But don't think product because you don't, your energy ain't strong enough. Think company and build a whole Oprah Winfrey network or something, right? And then make that whole company the left side of what you're doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? The left side of what you're doing. Just do that. So I created a blank company. You'll find out in a little bit. I almost want to show you a video. I really do. I really do, but it's all right.
Show us, Antonio. Say, well, show us.
I know. Look at you.
All you tell me I can pull water. Hold
that
water.
Well, no. That's not that. All I can say, should I at least show them a logo, a picture?
I say yes.
You say yes?
Just the logo.
Just show them.
I'm not going to show you. It's not that I'm trying to show you because I'm excited. I want to open up your brain to different possibilities.
Because I'm so sorry, Antonio. He did that to me. I got to a point where I had so much stuck that I just went to the board and I just wrote everything out. And I was like, Antonio, I don't know what to do with that one right there. Because it was so much in there. So what he's about to show you, think about, just take that and apply it to you. Apply it to your business because your one idea is bigger than you think it is. But you only have your brain on it.
Oh, yeah, it's always a problem. I don't know why y'all do that. But anywho, stop doing that, though. Okay, stop that. Stop that. Should I show the logo or the full cover? I'll let you decide, y'all. Logo or cover?
Do the cover.
Oh, well, then that explains the company.
I don't mind.
They don't know. All right. Well, they still won't know nothing. But it'll just, with someone like Susan, you know, always thinking and stuff. You know, always just thinking, just running around here thinking all the damn time. All right, let's see. I can't find the logos. It's in too many.
Okay, then show the cover.
All right. Here's one.
Y'all, I'm excited. I'm sorry.
That's going to be my favorite.
Mine too.
Mine too.
I was talking about the name just the other day to my mom.
That's beautiful.
Well, thank you so much. I designed it from scratch. Every
is
piece
this a
of
game?
It. I cannot confirm or deny, Law. I can either confirm or deny.
You could. You just won't.
Sign my kids up to test drive is all I'm saying.
It's something.
Is it vegan?
It's something. It's something. Tell Law privately what it may or may not be.
I will. Yeah. And Law asks, is it vegan?
Is it vegan? It sure is. Stretch yourself, okay? Stretch. That would say it looks like a game. I'll show it to you one more time. One time.
Those plants still cry when you kill them.
Yes, they do. Caramella Smash is one of those.
At first glance, I thought it was Kamala.
That makes sense.
Nah, makes I was sense. Thinking they thanks, Law.
I have no problem if you call it that. And then that is an element of this company. Ana Basi, which means ascension. It means ascension in Greek, just a play on the words to make it look cool. A play on the letters, I should say. Here's my point as we end. Stretch yourself, because this is something in a million years I never thought about. Never thought about it. But don't that look like something you download? This is it. It's official. It's official. Don't look like something you get. Next level. What's that got to do with a business university? Nothing and everything. It's both. You'll see. You'll see. Tell about Mexican Grace before I can end this here. Anybody at the Mexican conference, or you post it in the chat. Anybody at the Mexican conference is going to have their lives changed. Not only going to see everything that we've done, invented, but there is going to be I was at Mexit, so only I can have this thing. I'm doing it on purpose. Anybody at Mexit is going to get a Mexit deal. And it's going to be good. It's going to put money in your pocket. And it's also going to make other people say, "Aw," and who doesn't like that? Who don't want to be treated like a VIP? You understand? Put it back out there again, Grace. Put it in the groups, too. If I were you, I would invite people as well. It's going to be a mixture of Dominate plus the developer companies. It's Apple's developers conference, right? Something like that. If I were you, I would invite people and I would use that to bring them into Rakesa.
Antonio, can you tell me the dates again so I can add it to my phone? I've got my ticket. I just need to remember what day not to do anything else.
I know that's right. Grace or Deanna, no. Girl, I barely know
thank
what
you.
The day is.
They got
okay,
it in chat.
May 14th. There it is. May 14th and 15th. Tyranny.
Mother's Day weekend.
Not.
Yes.
Mother's Day weekend. Really? Is that really Mother's Day weekend?
Yep.
You can tell a man pick those dates.
Go ahead, Mother's Day always falls a week after my birthday. Exactly.
So is that a Friday and a Saturday? Or is that a Saturday and a Sunday?
A Friday and a Saturday.
Oh, I did good then. I ain't mess up. All right. I ain't mess up. Tyranny. What's happening?
Yes, sir. Okay, I think you answered my question actually with those last few words you said about, so with the Mexican conference, it's offered to ATS family, those that are already in the fold, but we can also utilize it to bring them into Rakaza, so to speak.
That's exactly what I would do.
Okay, so we can market. Okay, all right, cool beans. Thanks.
That's exactly what I would do. That's exactly what I would do. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. I would do nothing else. Exactly what I would do.
I saw that.
Stop it, sir.
Well, Law, you said Antonio was going to be releasing when he say something mean tomorrow. Law, you say when he say something mean tomorrow, Law.
You did good, kid. Oh, sweet. You sure right. You sure right. So Rafe just gave us some advice. There you go, y'all. It's going to be fantastic. And that's just one of the things. I think my favorite thing is going to be Candid, which you don't know anything about. It's going to be my favorite thing. But expect Vibin to be what it's supposed to be. I released Vibin to y'all, I don't know, maybe 6 months early. Just expect. If I were you, I would expect the ATS to provide you platforms to monetize your audience. That's all I'm going to say. It's either go pay people to help you or use a platform that's designed specifically for you to get that done. Last thing, always, listen to Jerome. I'm serious. That's literally what I want to say. Because Jerome came in here and said, I'm excited. Uh-uh, that boy crazy. And then just like Grace, paused for 2 years. So whatever Grace and Jerome tell you, you know what? I rejected him for 2 years. I need you to listen. But they are trying to tell y'all, don't do that. Don't do that. It's not that I know everything. It is, this is my life's purpose. We all have a reason why we are here. This is mine. I have upset a mentor. He used to be mentor. Because that mentor was competitive and was supposed to be the best. The mentor did not understand something. Just because you did something for 30 years or 15 years or whatever, doesn't mean that when you put a fish in water, that fish not going to outswim you. If you are expert in water and scuba gear, and you've been known as the scuba champion, and everybody looks at you as a scuba champion, don't go high fish. I made a lot of sense just there. You understand?
Felt that. I felt that.
Some of y'all are young and you ain't supposed to get it that fast. They done fooled around and put a fish in water. They fooled around, put a fish in water. Give Jerron a small group in the stage. Watch how fast he grow. Give him Instagram. Watch how fast he run circles around you. If you put a fish in water, a fish in the right environment, that ain't got nothing to do with whatever you think. If you put a dolphin in the water, that dolphin go out. Last you and outperform me. Where am I good at? It's not the business, sales, and marketing. There's something behind that. It's what I'm good at, and you see it on Thursdays. That's my fish and water. Business sales and marketing, marketing is a extension of what you see on Thursdays. It's an extension. It's a byproduct. It's like losing weight because you have fasted. The fast is who I am. The losing weight is the byproduct. So all of this is what you see. What's coming out in May is all my gift that I've been holding back all these years just to build this platform.
I want to
get you some hot. Yes, sir.
It is going to be bold. Is this why a lot of people in my area in Huntsville probably didn't do business with me because I got thrown into water and started wanting to swim?
That's absolutely correct. See, the problem is you young folk ain't supposed to know nothing and you old folk ain't supposed to do nothing. See, this is the problem. You get what I'm saying? This is the problem. And so you're being judged because Phil's too old. He can't. Or Chris is too young. He can't. The problem is you put Phil right where he's supposed to be. Don't matter if you've been there for 30 years. You're about to get passed up. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're about to just listen to this. You could have been diving it the whole time. You shouldn't have put Phil where he was supposed to be at. You should have kept him somewhere else. You understand? But when you put me, it's not that I'm good at business, sales, and marketing. It is that business, sales, and marketing all have something to do with people. And I'm good at people. You understand what I'm saying? I'm good at understanding the mind of people. So I'm not good at business and marketing. I'm proud of them. As long as it has something to do with people and there's a problem ahead, I'm pretty much going to outshine just about anybody you know. If it has something to do with people and there's no problem, I'm too bored. That's the truth. I'm too bored. I'll be like, hey, give it to Dion. I don't know. Yeah, I'm bored. But if there's a problem and there's people, and then you say, do this. That's my thing. It always comes out on Thursdays. I appreciate all of you. That's how you build 150 streams of income. I'll give you more details as you see more. Oh, go ahead, Dion.
I just wanted to point out.
Oh, and remind us about Monday Night Call, too, the Human Consultant Show. I almost forgot.
Yes, sir. Keep an eye out on Dr. Sugar. She is doing some amazing things. I viewed what you sent me, Dr. Trask, and I applaud you. Y'all keep an eye out. She's doing some wonderful things. She's been in a play and she has something else major in the development. So just keep an eye on her and just watch.
Oh, yeah, I saw your video yesterday. Me and Dan on my show video yesterday. It was fantastic. That was fantastic. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, that was fantastic. That was, whoever edited did a fantastic job too.
That's the
editing. That's the first thing I complimented, the music, the everything, because I'm an editor, right? That was fantastic. That was fantastic. God bless you.
Awesome, awesome, yes, awesome, it was. Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Phil's going to tell us about tonight. And then I had one more thing that you just reminded me of, but I can't remember. Richard, you get ready. We are coming for you ASAP. ASAP, okay? We're coming for you ASAP, and I'm looking forward.
You're most welcome. Good. You're most welcome. Yes. Yes, you're most welcome, Antonio.
Well, this is what I'm going to have you do. This is what I'm going to have you do. I'm going to come there, and then I'm going to have you ask a lot of questions. And I'm going to show you in a teaching environment, in a question environment, and we're going to record some Zambia-specific classes.
Yes. Yes. Right. Wow. Thank you.
Sure. And they're going to star you.
All right.
Absolutely. All right.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Phil, you want to tell us about tonight? And remind me to address Chiquita. I forgot something.
Yeah, tonight we're going to be covering the 11 commandments of being an expert. Because remember, we're not speakers with expertise. We're experts that speak, that consult, that coach, that train, that encourage.
See everyone on Clubhouse. Okay, cool.
And make sure you get on on time, because I'm going to start out with
definitely on time.
Wisdom from a legend.
All right. All right. Wisdom from a legend. We're going to start off with that.
You're going to quote me?
There it is. I'm excited there. And then, okay, Chiquita, I will give you feedback as you have requested on that. Also, though, the password and stuff I was giving you worked just fine. I was sending you to the wrong link. See, that's why, the problem is, Chiquita called me while I was drinking, y'all. Okay, now my brain wouldn't really function properly. You understand? So after the buzz wore off, I realized, you understand, that I had been giving her the wrong link. She called me to a UFC fight, too. Gosh darn it. You know, so there you go. So I got her. So I was giving you the wrong lead. I'll reset your password and let you check it out. I was giving you the wrong. I was sending you to the customer access, not the staff access. So there you go. All right, so we got that tonight. Words from, start off with wisdom from a legend. The only other thing I could possibly tell y'all is stick around, because I'm not building a business university. I'm building a school that educates the whole world. Whole world. And that's a lot bigger than a business university. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plant better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. Deanna, I need to know more about this keynote I'm doing at 11, apparently.
Love you.
Love you more. All right, everybody.
Y'all love you more.
Love you more.